What's up, goons? We are back for yet another episode of Notes of a Goon. I'm your host, Chris Vega, and I'm joined, as always, by my stalwart producer, Michael Harrington. How are you, Mike?
Stalwart as ever, Chris.
You sound very stalwart in there.
Thank you.
You're doing pretty well for yourself lately.
I mean, yeah.
You got a show coming up on the 15th at the new Williamsburg Comedy Club.
Yeah.
I see that there's paint on the wall.
Is there?
Yeah.
They got paint now?
There's like a whole like thing on the wall where it's just like this weird splotch of paint. I don't know what used to be under it. But Williamsburg Comedy Club, the all new Williamsburg Comedy Club down there in Williamsburg, Brooklyn. Great lineup on that show. Some jerk off is hosting it.
Zach Amico
will be there.
Dave Temple, Ryan Long,
Dave
Chay
Temple, Durena. Ryan Long. Who was the last person you said?
Chay Durena, Ryan Long, Maddie Chay Durena. Smith.
Maddie Smith. Those are all people I like.
Yeah. It's going to be a great show.
On a Wednesday.
On a Wednesday night.
How much are tickets? $400?
$15.
What?
Yeah.
I thought you were going to get Colin Quinn, though.
Well.
I offered $500 for Colin Quinn to come. You didn't even ask him.
Listen, Chris, for me to ask Colin Quinn, you know who I'd have to call.
Uh-huh.
And I'm not.
Who? Just say who it was.
All right. Justin, I love you. But
this is a list of the show. Justin Silver,
Justin's
on the road with.
Yep, but somebody is, listen.
Great shows. Thank you for coming out in Virginia.
Yeah, and I know somebody who went to that show who's listening to this right now is going to clip this on their phone, just screen record it, super easy, and then DM it to Justin.
I don't know how to do that.
Yeah, you do. All right, maybe not. You don't have an iPhone, but anyone with an iPhone, pretty easy. Hey, go to the Apple store, screen record this conversation playing on an iPhone, and DM
and then
it.
Make sure you hit the subscribe button,
of course,
and then write a review.
Auto-download.
Yeah. Seems like we're just helping the show by throwing you under the bus here.
100, that's what this show is.
Yeah.
That's literally all that's the press that this show gets. 7 billion people listen a week. The only people who chirp up are the ones who are ratting.
Mm-hmm.
The ones who are looking for karate friends for some reason. But yeah, I would have
used with your kung fu chums.
I would have had to have hit up Justin Silver, mm-hmm. who's the only person I'm personally friends with who I know books Colin Quinn sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't feel like doing that.
Mm.
I also didn't want to take $500 from you on an unproven show that I don't know if a single ticket will sell. So please come on out.
I mean, it'd be hilarious. Like, it just would be very funny
if you got Colin Quinn to come. If you paid him $500 out of pocket, and then...
I have $500.
No one showed up.
Yeah, that's the funniest thing.
like, there's four people in the audience.
And then I had to buy him a steak dinner. Yeah, the four people in the audience are me and three other comics. And then two of those comics would just been like, I'm not staying here to watch Colin Quinn.
Yeah, Ryan and Maddie had spots.
Yeah, they got shit to do. They're busy. I don't need to hear anything from Colin Quinn.
It's just you, me, and Chay Durena. Watching.
Yeah, me, you, Chay Durena, and Dave Temple just chopping it up with Colin Quinn. It's going to be like Tough Crowd, really.
Honestly?
Come out to this Tough Crowd reunion we're just putting together at the new Williamsburg Comedy Club.
Yeah. Lineup subject to change.
Yeah, obviously. It's not definitely going to happen.
But
just come to the show.
Listen, now that I'm thinking about it, I do know a guy... I could just text and be like, hey, man, please don't make this a 20-minute conversation, but you kind of owe me one. Can you hit up CQ for me?
Who's that? Who's the person?
The same guy.
Justin Silver.
Yeah.
What favorite does he owe you?
I mean, I work funny for Fido for free. I mean, he did put me up in his house and pay me.
Funny for Frito.
Yeah, funny for Frito.
Yeah.
Chris
Cuomo.
Funny for Fredo.
Yeah.
He did put me up in his house for free and actually paid me to walk his dogs while I was homeless. So maybe I still owe him a couple, but either way, I'm going to hit him up.
That's not how I would put it. He was also very offended that you didn't invite him to Aura's first birthday party.
We didn't invite him?
Yeah.
Oh my God. I feel
he terrible. Texted Alex.
Oh no.
To say, I saw some pictures and the baby looked beautiful.
Oh, I feel bad. We did that, honestly.
And you were going to call him to ask him for Colin Quinn's phone number. What a piece of shit.
Fuck, I suck, dude. Please don't clip this and send it to Justin Silver. Justin, I love you.
Well, you're talking to him like somebody clipped it and sent it to him already. Well, leave in the part that we need Colin Quinn to come to this show.
Yeah,
that
obviously.
You didn't book Justin on.
Listen, at this point, I can't text Justin and ask him for Colin Quinn's number at this point. So the only thing that's going to work is, Justin, if you hear this, please, can we get Colin Quinn for...
Can you get us Colin Quinn's phone number?
Yeah.
Look, we have so me and him have so much in common. We both mumble while we talk on stage. We're both from Brooklyn. And we know all the weird in-the-cut racial stereotypes.
Believe it or not, that was his original stage name. Colin from Brooklyn.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's true. So much in common.
It would be sick if we get him for if we can get him for 5:15 at Williamsburg Comedy Club.
Yeah.
I think it'll work. So get tickets.
Yeah, card subject could change.
Card subject.
Necro Butcher's gonna be there though, for sure. 100%.
Damn. You got all the Brooklyn connections.
Yeah.
Yo, can you get that guy
Necrease
who
is coming?
Can you get that guy who walks around Coney Island going bing bong?
Oh, the Bing Bong guy?
Yeah, can you get the Bing Bong guy?
He was at Andrew Schultz's special taping.
Was he really?
He was at the after party. I was at the after party for Andrew Schultz's special taping, and the Bing Bong guy was talking to Sagar from Breaking Points.
I don't know who that is.
The guy from The Hill, the fucking little Indian fucking... It was very weird to watch the newscaster I watch almost every day talk to the Bing Bong guy. And then there was just a guy doing magic. I'll be honest, like... Andrew Schultz doesn't throw a party. Charlemagne was there. It was fucking crazy.
Damn, that rules.
Yeah.
All the, like, that guy gets a
open
lot.
Open bar, dude.
Yo, Schultz gets so much hate on the internet. Like, thanks to some new shit that I'm doing, I kind of have to, like.
Shit on Andrew Schultz?
Not shit on him, but I have to understand why other people are shitting on Andrew Schultz.
I mean, I understand why people are shitting on Andrew Schultz.
I don't. Guy knows how to throw a party.
Does know how to throw a party, so good on him. Complimented my watch at the stand once.
Did he?
Yeah, but he really just wanted to talk about his watch.
Did he try to buy it off you?
It was a limited edition watch. He had never seen it before, though.
It wasn't the Pizza Hut Rolex, was it?
No, but I really just keep looking at that Pizza Hut Rolex.
Yo, I bet Schultz is gonna. He's gonna
clip this and send it to Andrew Schultz and tell him to buy me a Pizza Hut Rolex. And I've never shitted on him on anything. I've never made a sketch that was a veiled shot at Andrew Schultz.
Never once.
No, everything's fine. Moving on. All right, Mike, we've got so much to talk about on this very, very important show. Now, you said you want to talk about X-Men 97 now that it's finally out. Yeah, I just watched episode 7 today.
It's incredible.
It's fine.
Okay.
It's picked up. But you thought the first episode was good? I didn't watch the second episode for 2 weeks. Three different people had to tell me it got better.
No, first episode was very good. Second episode was great.
Yeah, second episode, that's the one with the fucking Sentinel getting and Cyclops jumping out of the plane?
Yeah.
Okay.
Third one was the Madeline Pryor reveal.
Yeah, I saw that coming.
Yeah, of course, everybody did, but it was still, we get to see where Cable came from. Sick.
We didn't see her pussy.
I didn't see
that ginger bush.
The Mojo World one sucked.
I didn't think it sucked. It was fine. I'll tell you, here's the thing about that show. So the first couple, like I said, I think you're finding, sometimes a show takes a couple of episodes for them to really find their groove. As I thought that show was starting to find its groove, they did the fucking Storm Forge episode, and like, it reminded me why the X-Men cartoon can get a little cringe. Like, they had just met, and he's like, I love you, Aurora, you're a goddess. And I was like, I hope my girlfriend doesn't walk inside while I'm watching this. This is embarrassing. Melodramatic dialogue.
I mean,
it is a comic book. I get it.
A, it's a comic book. B, you don't know how long they were out there for. Could have been months.
Well, we are following the time frames of all the other X-Men, and it seems to have been 3 days.
No, it's been a while. Because it's been a while. She got shot at the fucking UN, remember?
Oh, yeah. Earlier.
And it's been mad long since then. So I'm saying, she could have been in the desert with Forge. For like,
no, because she left after the Madeline Pryor. No, right before the Madeline Pryor thing.
That's what I'm saying. She's been gone for a while.
I guess. But it was just very, I don't know, it was just overly melodramatic. It was just like, and her voice is, and then it was just like, it kind of felt, the first three episodes kind of felt like this. It felt like it was still just a cartoon, and it hadn't leveled up in maturity. And then it started rolling, and you're going, okay, now this is an adult television show. It gets there. And it does get there.
Dude, the attack on Genosha
was very good.
Incredible.
The great Easter egg that you didn't catch.
Yeah.
with the Rogue holding Gambit, like how Lois Lane held Superman after Doomsday, beat the shit out of him for being a bitch.
It is nuts that we've had literal, like, kryptonite monsters attack Superman, and that was fine. But the guy who punches real hard, the guy took down Superman.
Yeah. Yeah. Superman fought a sun eater at one point. A thing that eats the sun. Nope. Yeah. We made a guy with your similar DNA. He jumps real high and punches real hard. Gotcha, bitch.
Did they ever do Doomsday versus Hulk?
No, I don't think they did. They did Superman versus Hulk, and Superman beat Hulk. But those, like, Marvel versus DC books were, first of all, that battle was based on voting.
Yeah, and it's like, come on, dude, you can't have Cena doing the favors to Ryback.
I mean, the Hulk is the strongest there is.
Okay, so
he can break the world.
Are you saying, all right, so are you saying Hulk is Lesnar?
I think Hulk is more Lesnar than Ryback. Who else would be Brock Lesnar?
Colossus is obviously the Russian tough
Vladimir
guy.
Vladimir Kozlov?
Yeah, sure. Any of them.
not yet. But it's good. It's good. I like the scene where he gets where Gambit gets killed and then uses his power to blow up the thing. But it also, like, things just happen in that show. And then you're like, wait, what is going on?
I don't know. I feel like it's been a pretty cohesive narrative. Hey. It's been easier to follow for me than watching back, like, the old 90s X-Men cartoons.
Okay.
Like, watching those, like, that shit really did jump around a lot.
Yeah, really, really did.
And it was like,
well, this will get there once they have 15 plots going. I also do like when they do a reimagining of a show and they killed off Kalisto and Leech, it seems like, in the Genosha bombing. I kind of like that because I believe at least Leech is still alive in the comic books, I think. May have gotten depowered at some point.
I don't know.
He was in Generation X.
But I do know, but I think a lot of that, like, they, at one point, I feel like the Kalisto and Leech were, like, on posters behind Logan in something. You know what I mean? Like, as dead. So it's like, it's not the first time we've seen them dead.
Yeah.
They might come back.
That's fair.
But yeah, the Genosha event was incredible. I'm enjoying the way they're using time travel.
Yeah, it hasn't been too over the top. And did you see the seventh episode?
Yeah.
I thought that one was the best one.
Dude,
The way they brought Bastion in, the way they teased that he might be Nimrod, even though he's not Nimrod.
Well, he is kind of Nimrod.
Did he become Nimrod in the comics?
Yeah, it's like Bastion is, he's like Master Mold and Nimrod fused together.
Hmm. Okay. It's a whole different thing.
Yeah.
All right. I hope they do like an Onslaught story. Also, the fact that they're going to unleash, they're going to let loose that they lied about Professor X being dead to get a country. It's going to be a whole problem for them. When he was just off getting bird pussy.
Was that how they got a country?
I think that was the whole thing, is like he bounced.
I thought it was after the attacks at the UN.
Oh yeah, that is how, but like they've been, it wasn't the whole reason why they were having the summit at the UN because Professor
Xavier,
X was dead.
Yeah.
Yeah. And like it turns out he was just fucking a bird lady.
Pretty sick.
Yeah,
bro, he got some bird pussy and then was like, "Oh yeah, I'm not really trying to get married though."
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He was just smashing for a while, and then she was just like, "By the way, I mean, just that's classic abusive behavior. Just like trying to isolate you from your friends and family."
Yeah,
like it's like, "Nah, bitch, I'm not." No.
Yeah, yeah. I'm gonna need to forget that these people ever existed,
yeah. Dude. Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah, erase them from my mind. What level of fucking crazy manipulative bird lady was that?
How nuts is... I'm picturing now, because I know if Alex could, if Alex was allowed to, she's so jealous, she'd probably go in my brain and like be like, yeah, you can't remember any pussy you've gotten other than mine.
Yeah, my girlfriend would do the same
thing.
It's just like, you do realize if I couldn't at least remember the other pussy, I would cheat on you.
I just have to.
Yeah. Like, It'd be like I married my high school sweetheart. It would be like I was a fucking virgin until I was in my 30s. Also, then she'd find out about all that pussy I didn't tell her about.
Yeah, dude, you can't have that. I don't care if you're Charles Xavier, dude. You're
that
pure and good.
You fucked
that
chick that we just ran into in the bar? Nah, never fucked her.
You're gonna let that chick.
You said you always hang out at this bar. She says she hangs out here a lot. You said you used to hang out here a lot when you were younger. Nah, I've never fucked her. What are you talking about? What are you talking about? Why is that girl looking at you at that wedding? I don't know what you're talking about. Never fucked that girl.
You're going to let her, once and for all, look in that so that you can marry her?
Yeah. Did you see the video of the guy on Twitter who was in the hospital and the doctor said they gave his phone to his chick and he ran out in the gown being like, somebody call the police.
That's that video.
That's excessive. My girl could go through my phone. She'd probably still break up with me because of all the things I say in there, but... She's not going to find any evidence of
infidelity,
foul play. But if you went in my brain, it'd be a whole different thing.
Dude, that's it. Yeah. Like, it's an invasion of privacy when a chick can go through your phone. What is it when a chick is going through deciding what memories you're allowed to keep?
But also, it's like, how does that even work? If you gave away all your memories of Earth and you're just a dude in this, do you make fake memories? Then you would just be like a fucking cock husk for your wife.
Pretty much.
I'm showing a lot of plot holes in this X-Men 97. You know what? I don't like it anymore.
Yeah, it's over for you?
Yeah. But that seventh episode was pretty good. Rogue was fucking shit up. Captain America showed up and got bitched out.
Yeah, I like I like how they reincorporated the...
General Ross was in it, too.
Yeah. Setting up a little Red Hulk action.
Yeah. Well, no, I mean, he just mentioned the Hulk, which was... They never used to do that. In the X-Men cartoon, right? In 97?
No, they did. Spider-Man crossed over at one point.
But he had a show.
Yeah. Hulk had a show, too, though.
Different channel.
Yeah.
X-Men and Spider-Man were both on Channel 5. Uh-huh. And I think Daredevil was in an episode of Spider-Man. But the Hulk had, a different, syndicated show. It was on, Channel 9.
It was on UPN.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they did... The Hulk crossed over into, I think it was, 3 different shows back then. There was a Hulk episode of Spider-Man. There was a Hulk episode of Iron Man and War Machine, whatever that was. And then Four.
It was the Iron Man and Fantastic Four had that 1 hour block.
Yeah.
It was basically a West Coast Avengers cartoon. It was the Forceworks team. The Iron Man cartoon was like him and War Machine and Spider-Woman, Sentry, U.S. Agent maybe.
Oh, really?
I believe so.
Because there was another one where it was the Avengers, but it was essentially West Coast Avengers. So it was like Scarlet Witch, Vision.
That's a different cartoon.
Yeah.
That's not... Oh, maybe Vision was in that. I don't remember. I don't care. Moving on. All right, I know we were just talking about cartoons, but I gotta be a little serious for a moment. I always... You know how I get on my tears and I start looking at numbers and... I'm basically, if I had never started drinking, I would just be a fucking weird autist that figured out statistics, I think. And I'm so glad I found alcohol at the age of 11.
You'd be the Bill James of...
I don't know who that is.
Bar math. He's the guy who invented sabermetrics, the advanced baseball stats.
Oh, the guy from Moneyball?
Pretty much. The guy, the godfather.
Did he invent Stratomatic Baseball, the board game?
I don't think so.
What an idiot. That was the stupidest game ever. Nobody played that. So, you know how they always tout this thing where millennials... I was also watching this thing about doom spending and a couple other things. You know, millennials and, younger people think that they cannot... Well, I'm a millennial, but, Gen Z and such, they think that they can't buy a house and they'll never be able to buy a house. Okay, young people believe this.
Yeah, it's a common belief.
Okay, so I looked up... The median income, let me find this here, of a home in the United States, and it's $417,000. And then I put it into a mortgage calculator in the state of New York, 7.9% interest rate, 30-year fixed. So you'd have to put in $83,000 down, but with your taxes, insurance, and everything, all in, you'd be paying about $3,000 a month. For a single family house in this country. Okay, so then what I also did was...
At the median price point around the country?
Median price point, yes. Which means there are cheaper houses. This is like, this is including mega mansions and all these things. And also, when you look into it, two family houses are not much more expensive than a cheap single family house. It's a very hard, you can't find the median price for two family houses. You can find for single family homes, but the thing is you can't, because that like kind of skews, this is for all homes, by the way. It's not single family, double family, but it's like all homes. It's like, but like the price for a double family house, like, so in like places where I'm looking, a lot of times single family homes are more expensive than double family homes. They're just the same size home, but with like maybe a little bit more land, just a newer build, things like this. Whereas two family homes, because there are a lot of times they get rented out, they sometimes they end up being cheaper in certain areas. You know what I mean? So you can actually rent out your place. But so like this is $3,000 a month. So what I did was I was like, all right, so where do young professionals, like, you know, people in their 20s, like people just out of college, where do they live or want to live? And it's very hard to find those numbers. So you can find the youngest cities in America, and there's 10 different websites that'll tell you 10 different things. But that goes from age range 0 to 25. You're not going to be able to find 20 to 30. But so I found a thing from Axios that was the most desirable cities for people just out of college, from age 18 to 24. So now I just did the top five, and they are Denver, Seattle, New York, Los Angeles, and Boston. That's the top five overall. And now those flip over for men and women. I think men would rather live in Denver than Los Angeles, and New York than Seattle, but they flip a little bit. I just really did that. I didn't do anything. They only surveyed 506 people. This is the best information I can get. But again, let's go over this. Seattle, Boston, Denver, LA, New York. That sounds like where, if you had to guess, other than Seattle seems like the dark horse, even though it ranked number one in this survey. That sounds like, if you had to guess, those other four seems like where you would think young people would want to move right after college.
Yeah, the only shocking omission, two shocking omissions, actually. San Francisco.
Mm-hmm. San Francisco's slightly further down on the list. Yeah. It's in the top 10. Austin's in there. Portland's in there. Colorado Springs, Phoenix, Washington, D.C., Chicago. So there is I just did the top five.
Okay.
Because,
but like, yeah, that makes those five definitely among, like, yeah. No one's putting any of those cities lower than seven. So that's a fair top five. Yes.
So now let's go through these. L.A., $2,700. So almost, that's the average rent of all apartments. $2,700. You get nothing for that. So if you can afford to live in L.A. and the average price of an apartment, you can afford a medium price single family home. Like, right? Okay. New York.
That math checks out.
$3,781. You can afford to live in the average price of an apartment in New York. You can afford a median family home in the United States of America.
You could own one.
Yes.
Well, I mean, yeah, down payment.
Well, you still need a down payment. That is true. However, if you didn't rack up student loans for 4 years and just worked and saved money, you could afford that. Boston, $3,842 is the average rent.
Jesus.
Again, you can own a, and this is not counting buying a two-family home and renting out a unit.
Yeah, 38, it's got to be enough to get the two-family home.
Yes. I bought a two-family home in central New York. My mortgage, taxes, and everything is under $1,000 a month. I'm just using these numbers that I found today, because they are just like these places in the median. And but you get my point. So then Seattle, it's $1,996. Denver, $1,974. So, you know, it is still 50% more expensive to own a home, but not out of reach. And it's the kind of thing where it's like, if you want to own a home, maybe don't live in these incredibly expensive areas right out of college. And again, this is the only information I could find about where people want to live. But I rattled off the rest of these names of cities. And think about it. They are incredibly expensive cities. Chicago, anywhere that's not the hood, is expensive. The average price of rent is expensive. Washington, D.C., expensive. Phoenix is not cheap to live in. Austin is expensive now. Now, is it expensive as these places? No, but it's expensive. Actually, Austin might be more expensive than Seattle, if I'm thinking correctly. Portland's very expensive. San Francisco, very expensive. Minneapolis, I don't even know how that fucking ends up on here. Dallas is very expensive. Atlanta is getting up there. So it's like, okay, maybe don't move to those places. And you can own a home. This is what I've always been saying. And yes, things are tougher. But there was also this whole thing that just came out about how, first of all, generation after generation, people are less likely to move for work. So there's already that problem. And then there's also this thing where, like, apparently Gen Z is high. Like, everybody, there's all these memes. That people have no job security. Everybody's got a fucking job. Unemployment is fucking low. They might not be great jobs. And inflation is high. Don't get me wrong. These are real. But this idea that you have the level of despair that you'll never be able to buy a home, so you just spend all of your money constantly on Ubers, is fucking dumb. And I get it. I'm a 40-year-old man saying this. I understand that. And I understand that this entire break has not been very funny. Mike?
I mean, it's been a laugh a minute for me.
Why is that?
Because I'm the asshole who's been paying rent for the last 10 years and doesn't own a house.
I also pay rent like an idiot.
Yeah, but you own a house.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. And that's the thing. It's like, I don't quite understand how we get these doom and gloom numbers. And a big part of the reason why even the number for that median price of a house is up, it's not because of this, like, system being rigged against you in capitalism, which is that's a popular thing, right? No, like, all right, the New York Times, who's like, you know, I don't really love the New York Times. They put out a good article a couple years back, 2022, called The Death of the Starter Home, which I think we talked about on the show. But it basically talks about the fact that builders don't build starter homes because they're too expensive. You know what I mean? They're just far too expensive for anything. So, like, regulation is higher than it's ever been, so there's no point in building a cheap house. So it doesn't really exist. I mean, honestly, I think the move is you can't do it in these places because the regulations are even crazier, but if you could just convince people to move in, like, it's like, I think of, like, Hoboken as an example. Think about how much the apartments in, you know how many people probably became multimillionaires because they bought a condo in Hoboken when it was, like, considered corny to live there, but a bunch of people's parents probably said, you're not living in New York City, I'm buying you a condo in Hoboken, and you could take the PATH train. And now those kids are millionaires.
Yeah.
Because an apartment in Hoboken is worth that much more now because it's that close to Manhattan, and because young people moved there, it became desirable. Like, that's all that it fucking takes. Like, so maybe the business is, we just start building condos right outside all these other cities and then just get them all free Ubers.
Yo. I mean, yo, straight up, you go to Tacoma, which is right next to Seattle. Mm-hmm. I'm sure you can find a place, you know what I mean?
Yes.
Get a couple high-rises there that look out from the other side of the bay. Mm-hmm. You get to look at that nice city.
Yeah.
Oh, and the ferry across is free.
Oh, yeah, you just got to get a ferry. Let's get some ferries, dude.
You don't think we got ferry money?
Dude, I mean, if we got condo money, we got ferry money, dog. The real thing is getting Seattle to let us use their fucking ports. That's the actual thing that's making these cities so expensive. Like, I say that all the time. So, the Lower East Side is ridiculously where we're standing. So, you know how there's all these giant buildings in the Lower East Side?
Yeah.
They were not there when I was drinking here in my 20s.
No.
But people really wanted to live here. So, people were paying insane amounts of money for dog shit old tenement houses.
Uh-huh.
And now that they increased the housing supply, but the demand was so high that, like, there's no way to meet it. So now the cost of even that is high. If you made it cheap to just build buildings then and just let people buy these buildings, knock them down and build these larger buildings, it would have been cheaper sooner. Now we're fucked.
Yeah, because all these big buildings that are going up are like the most luxurious upscale buildings.
Of course, because it's the only thing you could afford to build because of regulation. You need to build a fucking $10,000 a month apartment.
Oh, right, yeah. Because like, they're going to fucking bang you over the head for building. Well, also big
buildings.
Building.
Now, at this point, building supplies are ridiculously more. Like, the price of rebar is crazy.
Yeah.
Dude, the building supplies are just insanely expensive. It costs more money to. I mean, I don't know if it was always the case, but it currently is cheaper to buy an existing property than it is to build.
Hmm. Like, all right, we should go get some bars and then turn them into rebars.
If we rebar them.
That's what I'm saying.
Rebar them.
Yeah.
Every city has a bar named Rebar.
So let's go there, strip it for parts, and become building material millionaires.
We'll just do it. We're going to do it. I think what I'd like to do is go to these places. You just get these shipping container prefab houses and stack them up with like ladders, like bunk beds, but houses. Mm. Just have these 20-year-olds live in there. They don't fucking know what they're missing.
It's true, dude. You know, you furnish each one. Like shit IKEA furniture?
Yeah. Furnished. You give them some Apple goggles. Look at this. You got a big screen TV on your face.
Fucking insulate it?
Yeah. I guess you got to insulate it. These kids are going to freeze to death.
Yeah, but I mean, come on, man. Insulation's cheap.
Hmm. Yeah, insulation is the cheapest thing. And also, I got this good hookup on asbestos.
Okay. All right.
Very cheap.
Dude, the shipping containers are metal. I'm not really worried about them going on fire.
Yeah, it's true. But we should just get the asbestos anyway. It's so cheap, dude.
Yeah.
Dude,
are they like
also,
giving it away?
Here's the thing. These kids are smoking again now. They just breathe a little asbestos in your 20s. Not big deal. You're smoking anyway.
Grow up.
Yeah, you fucking children. Jesus Christ.
Bitch.
Ugh. I mean, the last guy that ever existed in an iron lung died, so now those are available again.
Yo.
Iron lung real estate is the cheapest it's ever been.
I was going to say. Just line those up.
We turn
the
we turn all the old iron lungs into those fucking pod hotels like in Japan.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're killing it. Look, this is our real estate plague, people. This is it. Moving on. Friends, let's talk about our other friends over at YoKratom.com. YoKratom is the home of the $60 kilo. Kratom is great. I hurt my back and cricked my neck last week. Whoo, did I take some Kratom, boy. Took a couple of those, rubbed some hemp oil in, but I was sleeping like a baby, even though it was hurting. So go to YoKratom.com. If you like Kratom, which I know you do, you love Kratom. Who doesn't like Kratom? They got all the Kratoms. They got it in capsules. They got it in fucking tea form. It's $60 a kilo. You can build one of these. You can build single unit housing with these kilos.
You could use it for insulation at the very
least.
You can
use it for insulation if you're scared of asbestos. So go to YoKratom.com, the home of the $60 kilo. Moving on. Our friend Joe Biden did something silly, didn't he?
Which one?
He's always done something silly.
Yeah, right? I mean, there's, you know, we you know, as you just said, he mistook, he forgot No Diddy.
Oh, yeah.
Said some other dumb shit.
We talked about that on High Society this week, that mm-hmm. he just said pause when it said pause on the teleprompter. It is just, it feels like El Derby. And I actually, just before we get to this video, I was thinking about this. Do you remember when Trump was the president, and there was all these articles coming out about how all these other dignitaries and world leaders didn't like Donald Trump, and they were like complaining about him at like summits and this and that. How is that not coming out about Joe Biden? Like, they must have an opinion on this doddering old man who cannot keep it together. You know what I mean? Like, how are we not, like, that alone is very strange to me. That this man can't read a teleprompter or not make up a crazy story. We have NCAA champions saying that he's the weirdest dude that they've ever met. Like, and no, we have yet to get a news story of a foreign leader being like, what a weirdo. When that happened constantly with Trump. How? Like, how? This is clearly, I mean, it's clearly a news media bias. It just is, like, whatever, man. I just play this video.
Well, Why is President Biden saying that his uncle Bozy was eaten by cannibals?
So, you know, I answered this question yesterday. I believe I've seen some clips on your, network about me answering.
Covering for this is so... Remember how hot this chick was a couple months ago?
Oh, my God.
The black chick?
She was gorgeous.
She looks like shit in this video.
I'm not going to lie. This is
the worst she's ever looked. She looks like she's gained weight. Just holding water for fucking Joe Biden is aging this poor woman.
It's true. She looks like she hasn't gotten her hair done in a while.
Yeah. She's falling apart. She's like, every day, she's like, I think I answered this. I don't even know what an Uncle Bozy is.
She just starts shuffling. She literally hangs her head and just starts shuffling papers.
Yeah, let me find the Bozy. Who is Uncle? He thought he was talking about Boeing.
His son, Bo.
Yeah, maybe. Bozy. What? Bozy sounds like a folksy, like, From the Swamp rapper.
Yeah,
Lil Bozy.
Yeah, I was talking about Bo, she.
Yeah. Oh, maybe. Maybe he's talking like an old-timey gangster.
Yeah.
All right, let's watch the rest of this.
This question, I don't have much to say beyond what I said to some of your colleagues. Look, I was there. I think you traveled with us too to Pennsylvania. I'm not sure if you were there at the memorial.
Get to the point.
In Scranton, the president had a emotional and I think a symbolic moment. He had an opportunity as president to honor his uncle's service in uniform. He had an opportunity to be there as president, to speak to
pause it
the bravery of his.
Turns out he was actually just remembering an old Looney Tunes cartoon. How, like, his uncle didn't get eaten by cannibals. She's just like, well, he's honoring his memory.
As the president.
Yeah.
He's at a funeral for a guy, and as the president, told people. Yep, he was a war hero who got shot down and eaten by cannibals.
It was just a cannibal area.
And they're like...
Dude, this woman looks... She's so disheveled. She looks like one of the Fry kids from the old 90s commercials. That's how bad she looks. A character that made no sense. Do you remember the Fry kids?
Was it... You're talking about the Burger King ad?
No, from the McDonald's ad. They got rid of them because they didn't look like fries. Pull it up. You're going to learn about the Fry Kids right now.
Oh, you're going to learn me.
They're turning this poor woman into a bad Muppet. What's her name? She's way hotter than the redhead.
Jen Psaki, yeah.
Yeah. Who's got like a podcast now.
No, she's got a show
on CNN, right?
On CNN,
nobody
yeah.
watches the news.
True.
This is where you get your news. We're talking about Uncle Bozy, X-Men 97, housing.
Karine Jean-Pierre.
Yeah. She was fucking so hot a couple months ago.
All right. Let's see. She's almost 50. Damn.
And Joe Biden has finally made her crack.
That's it. Black don't crack unless...
You work for a crazy old white man.
Born in France.
Oh.
I'm just seeing what she looked like in 2016. Yeah. Goddamn.
Pull up a picture. Yeah, she was fucking hot. That's a bad picture. But I remember we were looking at pictures of her in fucking like tight dresses and being like, damn, she's fucking hot. Yeah, you are correct, though, by the way. The call that she hasn't gotten her hair twisted in a while.
Right? Shit's just flat. Oh, here we go.
Yeah. Yeah, that's exactly where I was talking about. Yeah.
Look at that.
In Vogue?
That's where she started?
Yeah. Yeah, come on now.
Very attractive woman.
All right. Yeah, good-looking lady.
Yeah.
And now pull up a picture of the Fry Kids. Now she looks like that because of Joe Biden. She looks like the orange one.
I mean, they have the same eyebrows, Chris. I don't know what to tell you.
It is really more the eyebrows than anything else. But they don't, I always didn't understand why they were called the Fry Kids. They don't,
They look nothing like fries.
Yeah.
Two of them have roller skates. One does not.
Grimace looks like a Grimace. Hamburglar is clearly a burglar. Mm-hmm. Mayor McCheese is a McCheese.
What was the, it was Constable?
Pickles?
No. It was like.
Drawing a blank here. Birdie was a bird.
Cop.
Everybody else looked like the thing.
Officer Big Mac.
He was a Big Mac.
Yeah, he was a Big Mac.
So you're going to have a Big Mac and a McCheese look like food, and then you got fucking fry kids that don't look like fries. It doesn't make any sense.
No. You can't have that guy talking to fry kids, and they're clearly...
By like, the way, that fucking cop was fucking those fry kids. Look at this pedophile.
Dude, he just looks guilty.
What was his name? Constable Big Mac?
No, Officer Big Mac.
Officer Big Mac, baby. Come on over here to Officer Big Mac. Yeah, hold my nightstick. Now roller skate back and forth.
Big Mac gonna teach you about his authority.
I'm Big Mac.
He looks guilty.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Eyes down, you know, you could confuse those sesame seeds for fucking beads of sweat.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He looks like he's he's falling. He looks like he's just shot in a black teen. And he's just like, he had a gun. It's his wallet. It's his wallet, officer.
No, I swear.
No, it was a gun.
I swear I heard shots.
All right, nobody will care. He was a gangbanger, I swear.
Look, there's drugs.
No, it's not my crack. Oh, Officer Big Mac, you suck.
Oh, man.
And so does Joe Biden. Moving on. There was this thing that came out, and it made me very angry. The Congressional Minority Caucuses call for data on government spending on contractors. And now what this is by race. They want to know what government contracts are going to what race. And how many of them?
Okay.
Now, we could find out which government contractors aren't doing their jobs correctly, but instead we should find out what color they are. Now, what happens if we find out, because you needed the racial information, that one of the races we're supposed to be giving more contracts to are the ones costing us all our taxes? No, I'm not saying that's the case. I'm saying it could be.
Yeah, that's a rock best left unturned.
Certainly, but it's also the kind of thing where it's like, okay, let's say there's a thing.
Stone best left unturned. My bad.
Because we were just talking about cheeseburgers. I'll talk about this. I'll relate this. There's always, I bring it up all the time, but the famous story of when Amtrak sells a cheeseburger for $8, they actually lose $4.
Yes.
Okay. So, what if they pulled a bunch of companies and there wasn't, say, minority or woman-owned company that made dog shit cheeseburgers in silver bags for Amtrak? Do we force a black person at gunpoint to start making burgers? Because that seems like it would be way more racist than to just say, all right, I guess there's no black guys making cheeseburgers.
No, instead what you would have is then that money that would be allocated to that program, a portion of it would go towards creating job centers and outreach programs
for cheeseburgers.
To let people of color know. For,
to make people of color burger flippers.
Yeah.
This is your idea.
I'm telling you that's how it works.
But that makes no sense.
What do you mean?
Well, I don't know. You're going to do all this. Why don't we actually just find out why it costs us so much more money to build things than any other modern country?
Because the people in power are okay with the status quo.
We know that. But if we're going to do an audit, we should do an audit of government contractors to find out why it costs so much money.
Yeah,
not why. And again, what if it turns out that there's more black people and Hispanic people and Chinese people in these jobs? Probably less women, I'm not going to lie.
Probably.
Yeah.
You know.
What happens then? We just never hear of this again.
Yeah, of
it
course.
Never gets
swept under the rug. This is the only thing.
By the way, this audit will cost $100,000. You know why? Because I'll have to interview the entire spectrum of the races to see who's going to do it. Just pick a Chinese person. They're going to be the best at this.
Wait, you're saying it's going to cost an extra $100,000 to fill each job?
It's going to cost money to get this. Like, however they're going to, whatever they're going to do to get this data is going to cost $100,000.
Way more.
I mean, at least, I'm just saying.
This is a government survey. They don't do those for under $1 million.
Yeah, it's crazy. So they're saying that based on certain studies, black-owned businesses should have received $4 billion more in contract awards and Hispanic-owned businesses nearly 25. But what if it's not the right type of business? Like, it's just such a... Remember we were talking about the Jews recently?
I mean, often we do. But in what context?
Well, when we were saying that, like, you know, when people say the Jews run Hollywood, I'm like, look, people just get into the fields that their ancestors have been in. Turns out Jews were in vaudeville, we talked about. And then they became in the movies because they were in vaudeville. And then now they're still in movies. Like, they were because of religious law, they were the only ones allowed to lend money, and now they're still in banking. The same way dumb Italians, the same way the Germans still make beer. The same way dumb Italians still make marble statues with small penises. Every Italian I know has a marble statue with a tiny penis in their house that they made themselves, and they're trying to sell. And I'm like, asshole, what are you doing? You're a cop.
Who are you going to sell this to?
Yeah.
All of your friends have one that they made.
Yeah. Who are these for? Doesn't make any sense.
Ooh. I did read a...
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did. I read a Reddit AMA today. About a guy who just saw a sick painting, and he went, yeah, I could do that. So he took a picture of it on his phone, went home, made like, you know, his version of it, fucking 1/5 the size, because the thing was like 2 stories high, took it to a local gallery. They were like, I like it. Put it in the window, sold it for $1,500. Now he just has a career as an artist.
That dude is killing it.
I just think it's, I genuinely think art is at such a scam point right now. Like, did we talk on here about Jackson Pollock?
No. I'm actually curious about it.
What do you mean?
I didn't read the story. I heard that he was like a government plant or something.
Yeah, so the idea was Jackson Pollock.
And that's money that could have gone to minority-owned businesses too.
100%. That actually would have been probably even better for the what they were going for. But the idea was Jackson Pollock, the CIA... was like his biggest, patron, mm-hmm. right? They would buy up all his stuff through shell companies, through different galleries. Like they mm-hmm. found this dude and they were like, oh, he's awful. Like this is trash. Mm-hmm. And they were like, we're going to spend so much money mm-hmm. making this guy like a very rich and successful artist mm-hmm. that the fucking, it's going to blow the Soviets' mind. Like, they're going to see this and go, we can't even comprehend how this guy is worth more than, like, the czar of Russia. Or the fucking, the you know, whoever was, like, in charge of Russia at that point. This dude is worth more than him by fucking throwing paint at the wall.
Okay.
And well, that
yeah,
was it.
Yeah, I believe the Bolsheviks threw out the czar.
You know what I mean, though.
Okay. The,
whoever, Gorbachev.
Probably 70s? Was it Gorbachev?
I don't know. The point I'm making is he was a CIA plant. And I think art has just hit a tipping point where it is such a, it's used as a way to launder money for the rich mm-hmm. And a way to fucking, you know, it's money laundering at every different level. Mm-hmm. Right. And I think it just might be so overrun with it that like
anybody can get a piece now. Yeah, it's pretty sweet. Pretty sweet. That's why, by the way, there's so few minority-owned businesses trying to build government things. They're all on this art thing.
You think that's it? Everybody wants to be an artist?
Everybody. They're all doing it.
Who's in charge of this audit?
The Tri-Caucus. It's called on the... Oh, the SBA. Is Linda McMahon... No, she's not still in charge because she got kicked out when Trump got kicked out.
Yeah, it was a loser-leaves town match.
Yeah, they want to publish a complete version of federal contracting spend data broken down by race and ethnicity.
Yeah, I mean, it feels like that's all they're willing to tackle.
Yeah.
Like, they're not going to hit any inefficiencies. They're not going to look at anybody getting bribed. Like, I just saw a thing in San Francisco this week. A guy who's been bribing city officials in San Francisco to get, like, unsafe houses built, essentially.
Mm.
So, like, shit would just pass inspection for literally 20 years. This guy has been...
Passing out bribes.
Passing out bribes.
Cheaper than fucking doing the work.
And he got caught. And this motherfucker is not going to do a day of jail time. I think he got a $25,000 fine.
Has anybody died from the housing?
I don't know. I'm sure if they did, he would have to deal with much larger civil penalties after this came out. But, you know, no jail time is crazy. And it's like, true. But it's like, you know, if everybody in power is fine with the status quo, why would anything change? Especially if you can get some fucking Gen Zers on your side to be like, see, we're doing the right thing by handing out some fucking token extra contracts.
Yeah, that's fair. Why not? Just keep fucking scamming everybody.
Just,
who gives a shit?
Just
nobody's
going to
pay attention.
Just keep the machine moving. You know?
Yeah, it's eventually going to break down, though.
Is it?
Yeah, remember there was that,
machine might be our
that
kids
would sweep
problems.
Up its own blood? And
what?
Spray its own blood at the wall. It was like an art exhibition. Eventually, the machine just stops.
Yeah?
Yeah. Like, it has to eventually grind to a halt. Because it's just leaking oil and coolant everywhere. Coolant are the black businesses. Moving on. Guys, let's talk about our new friends over at Zia Extraordinary Farms. Zia Extraordinary Farms, ZEFHemp.com, is our new sponsor. They provide rattlesnake oil is what they call their product, but it is CBD and CBG topical. They have a great new dispenser. It's got one of the little spray paint rattles in it. Mike uses it for his knees when he goes running. I use it for my elbows.
Ooh.
At all times.
Played basketball last week?
Yeah.
It's the only way I was able to, like, pick my kid up.
Play basketball?
Yeah. I went to Jays. I played with, like, you know, Dylan, Paco, a bunch of people. Super fun. But we're talking later that day. I could barely walk. I hit my knees, my legs, my ankle, everything.
The whole thing.
With a little bit of it. And I was like, it was like the Tin Man getting oil.
So just high quality CBD, CBG topicals from Zia Extraordinary Farms. That's zefhemp.com. Use the promo code GOON25 for 25% off of your order. That's GOON25 is the promo code over at zefhemp.com. Zia Extraordinary Farms. Check them out. Moving on. Let's play this video of Eric Adams on the plane. Because Eric Adams is an asshole. Who I think, also, this is how quick the news cycle goes. Didn't he get a sexual harassment claim and it just went away? Yeah. We didn't even talk about it on the show.
For real?
Yeah, I think I forgot about it by the time we were in here. It happened like the day after we recorded.
Nuts.
And it just went away. Meanwhile, that shit got Cuomo down.
Yeah, he was done for.
I mean, that was like seven of them. He was shoving sausage in all sorts of holes.
Yeah, he was going for it.
Yeah.
He's not creepy, he's Italian.
Baby, baby.
Are you ready for this horseshit?
I hate Italians. Yeah. By the way, first class, what an ass.
Is he?
That's like Comfort Plus.
So you have Eric Adams?
Yeah, it's Comfort Plus, dog.
Yeah, fuck you! You support the genocide in Palestine. There are homeless people all over New York. You're always partying. You don't actually care.
I like that she called him out for always partying.
It's pretty sick.
You know there are people being arrested there. People are homeless in New York.
Also, I like how in her video she calls out that he's going to Miami.
You keep cutting the education budget so you can fund the police. That's all you care about, funding the police. Everything is underfunded because of you.
Yeah. I like how a bunch of people are trying to get the fuck to Miami.
Dude, just look at this. This is my favorite part of this video. Look at the look on Adam's face.
Eric Adams?
Yeah, he thinks he's about to get, like, a fan.
He's like, oh, what's up, beautiful?
Hey, I am. What's up, girl? You want to party with me in Miami?
What's
you know
up,
I got,
beautiful
I'm
young getting, lady?
Yeah, what's up, sweetheart?
I got this extra Comfort Plus seat next to me.
You know, New York's got an identity. Kansas doesn't have an identity. That's why we're going to Miami. Dude, that's also, like, crazy that he just got caught going to Miami. Why are you going to Miami, dog?
He's allowed to vacation. Fucking AOC takes 4 months out of the year to get out of New York.
Well, more than that, because she lives in D.C. But come on, man. Let's When are you going on? How often is he going on vacation? When is he here? When is he not? I think every mayor of a major metropolitan area, staycations. Prove your city is good.
That's it?
Nothing but staycations.
Staycations only?
Yeah.
Staycation, all I ever wanted. Yeah. Staycation, we are at home.
That's why I would never run for mayor. Anything slightly below or slightly above, so I can still go on regular vacations. But if you're a mayor of a major metropolitan area, enjoy the fucking Metropolitan Museum of Art, jerk off. Go see the fucking lions in front of the fucking library, like in that movie Ghostbusters that just came out. You can go to the Plaza Hotel. You need a job? I'll be staying at the Plaza Hotel, Eric Adams, you fucking bitch. I think I'm going to end the show there. Good night.
Well, show me the way to the next whiskey bar. Oh, don't ask why. Oh, don't ask why. Show me the way to the next whiskey bar. I tell you we must die. I tell you, I tell you, I tell you we must die. Oh, moon of Alabama, now must say
say goodbye.